You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Hi, everyone. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 2. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Most of us know the first commandment. "I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me." The commandment begins with an indicative and ends with an imperative. "I am the Lord your God." It is a statement of gracious fact. God doesn't wait for us to be good enough before he is our God. Rather, he comes to us in our sin with the promise that he is, in fact, the Lord our God. Then he commands, "You shall have no other gods." Of course, that's precisely our greatest problem. We like to have other gods. This does not necessarily mean that we worship little statues set up in the family room, but it does mean that we have things or people that we idolize. Most especially, the three culprits we idolize are related to, connected to, money, sex, or power. The whole misbegotten history of man is the story of making an unholy trinity of these things, even though these things are gifts. When Jesus gets ticked off, it's really important to pay attention. When he makes a whip and hits people with it and turns over tables and scatters money on the ground, he does so for a reason. The money changers and their religious cohorts were using the temple, using God, as a means to an end. In this case, to make money. Money was idolized. Now, let's not be too hard on these religious entrepreneurs or seem overly shocked by such poor behavior. Money is a powerful force, and few of us are ever free from its allure. Jesus called it mammon, and some think that he is referencing a pagan god, a god who wants our devotion, our obedience, and our wallets. There's only one way to make sure that we are free from the idol of mammon. Give it away and be free. Not all of us are called or can or should give everything we own away so that we can live under a bridge in bliss. Having less money does not mean that we love money less. I could repeat that. Having less money does not mean that we love money less. All Christians are called to give sacrificially. This is the one way to say, "Money will not be my God. You shall have no other gods." Come to think of it, that's not only a command. It's also a promise. God will set us free from the gods who enslave us. Even his anger is good for us. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, free us from our insecurity and fear of poverty. Enable us to live freely so that with empty hands we may receive from you, the God of all true riches, that which will endure forever through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lent is a time for almsgiving. Where might God be asking you to give sacrificially?
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.